And so that requires a lot of mental focus, and it takes a lot of practice to do that.
100%. Now, if you had a young quarterback in front of you and he asked you for some advice, what would you tell him?
Really, just being a great leader and having fun is really important. You can get lost in the competition of the game because, quarterback competitions can be very competitive. You can get lost in not understanding how the politics of the game works. So the biggest and best advice I can give is falling in love with your game. And the only way you do that is by practicing to the point where you fall in love with getting better. And being a student of the game is so important because you don't know what you're going to be going into when you go to some of these teams. Because, like, you go from high school to college, college, NFL, or college, wherever professionally, you're going to be in a different environment around different guys that may not be your best friend, like we talked about earlier. But when you fall in love with your own process, that's a really gravitating force for a team to get it around and support you. Because they know that you're taking it serious and you want to see them do well by making sure you know your job. So a lot of that, like I said, relationship building, mental training, being able to have fun with it and love the game, a lot of things that is really you wouldn't even be on the field for, but these are the things that get you into that light where you're first round pick, get you into that light where you can feel good about where you are in a quarterback battle. So, those are the difference makers as opposed to something that is very cliche. I try to stay away from cliche quarterback quotes.
That's for sure. So, of course, that lefty quarterbacks, there's
You so say you had a high school quarterback in front of you, whether he's a junior and senior, looking to play college. What's some things that you would say to him?
I would sit him down and I would run a defense and I would say, tell me everything you can about this defense. And I would see where he's at. And I would want somebody to tell me, under front with a wheel, wheel walked, and it looks like it's some sort of three if we invert or out. You know what I'm saying? Like, really talk to understand what's going on the other side. It's something I didn't get at all. And I think there's a balance. I think that you don't want to make a robot who's so strict on lines and so strict on this. You got to sometimes just throw the open guy. Sometimes it's just dropping back and it's easy to throw into the open guy, cut the field in half, and when your guy comes open, hit him with the ball.
On time, and we were just trying to get maybe 2 or 3 more hours in of study. We bought a little whiteboard for the dorm room that we were staying at, just to get the protections down. And for him, we were doing protections and run plays, and then I had to still study the whole pass game. So it was a grind.
Yeah, that's what a few of the guys that we've had on this podcast that were in NFL training camps. They said that that's definitely one of the biggest adjustments is the playbook, and like you said, how thick it is, even just with a couple installs, never mind the whole entire playbook.
And with Aaron and Coach McCarthy, they were pulling up plays from 2012. Like, hey, we ran this against the Colts in the third quarter, and it's like, oh my gosh, like I'm just still getting this play down, and now we're going back years and bringing that back into training camp. And my rookie year, Aaron strained his back, and the other quarterback, Brett Hundley, sprained his ankle real bad. So it was great for me. I got a ton of playing time in the preseason, which helped me out, to make the team. But in practice every day, like me and the other quarterback on the roster were splitting every single rep, and we were both rookies just trying to spit the plays out in the huddle and then figure them out as we were walking up to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, a lot. There must have been a lot of obviously learning on the fly, right? And just kind
You
of
had,
just trying to go
6 hours by the time you left the facility to study and then get, cutting out time for sleep. Just, it was a lot, but it was exciting, and that was what I was working for my whole life.
Is there like a certain? Do you have any certain tips? For, I know a lot. There's a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of players, really in general out there that have a tough time getting playbooks down, whether it's high school, college, pro. Do you have any tips for what they should do for that?
You know, it kind of depends team to team. You know, I've had, like, I was just in Baltimore and they did a great job with their playbook and they used a lot of memory tools so you could kind of clump styles of plays together. But, you know, depending on where you are, like New Orleans, because Drew was there for so long, the playbook was styled around him and he could handle 20 to 30 word plays every single time. So just depending on where you are, you got to use every resource, whether it's, you know, working with a coach or a GA or a wide receiver in your dorm or just, you know, another teammate.
Man, it's because as you guys, I'm sure, know, quarterbacking is the hardest thing you'll do in your life, right? And I kind of compare it to like a lot of grown men that have never been in a quarterback spire or even trained to be a quarterback. These young kids will experience more adversity than those men. A lot of times just because it's so hard, the grind of, you know, continuing to try to be perfect and try to be perfect and then you can't, right? And then you get that one, mm-hmm. that one sniff of perfection and you love it, but you can't really replicate it as much as you like to, right? Even Tom Brady, so it's an interview that he did before the Super Bowl with Tony Romo talking about how he's dreaming about the perfect throw and people have no idea how often it does not happen, right? It just doesn't happen. And so the thing for me, most high school coaches and little league coaches, when they see a guy that can throw a spiral or throw a nice fastball, they slobber all over, right? They just get so excited, and so there's no correction, right? So you throw a ball and it's halfway decent, right? It's pretty good. It's good for your age. It's very impressive, and maybe it's just a tad behind a receiver. Receiver drops it, and there's nothing said to quarterback, right? It's all the receiver's fault, and so that's kind of the biggest thing with my program. I just try to make sure that they take responsibility, right? And try to be as perfect as possible because it's not easy running through the middle and having to adjust the balls and all these different things. And so I know that me coming up, I didn't get corrected a whole bunch. Coaches just aren't going to do it. And so I try to teach the young quarterbacks at all ages. You have a six-year-old who I'm teaching him the same thing right now. You have to find a way to critique and fix yourself, right? Because a lot of coaches have, first of all, they have like too much to do, right? They're coaching everything. And then you got a quarterback coach that's never played quarterback, right? So he's coaching you at quarterback, but he's just, I mean, you know, so it's really, really tough. But I think they're doing a good job. They're doing a good job of learning to coach themselves and learning to teach others how to throw, which if you can teach it, that means you know it more than anything in the world. So I have the six-year-old teach new kids that come in, a new 12-year-old. He's looking like, what? And I'm like, yes, that six-year-old is going to teach you how to throw right now. Right. And so I think it's really cool, the dynamic that I have in the group. But I think just the making sure you coach yourself and kind of try to critique yourself is the biggest thing, just because you can get so many reps at doing it wrong. Right. When you're not around somebody like myself or like you guys that are being strategic and watching everything you do, that you will build way worse habits because you're just not with me enough. Right. You're with your football team a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, that's some great points. I mean, I love that you're giving back to this next generation of quarterbacks too. And that's something that, you know, we really like what you just said about the self-teaching. I think that's huge because, like you said, you're, you know, a lot of these sessions, you know, maybe once or twice a week. But what are you doing with all that other time throughout the week? That's what's really gonna, you know, separate you as a football player and as a quarterback.
Yeah, it's kind of like being a parent, right? You know, you got your kid, but they're at school and after school programs and all these other places way more than they're actually at home, if you think about it. And so if you don't have that strong base of like, hey, these are things you shouldn't do, these are things you should do, right? They'll be easily influenced by others to do the wrong thing.
Division III guys, what advice would you have for Division III guys who are trying to make it at that next level?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough, but you see a couple guys each year get picked up. The running back who was a year younger than me, he had an opportunity with the Washington Redskins in minicamp, and then a guy on the offensive line 2 years younger than me, I think he's still with the Falcons. He's, you know, made the team out of training camp, undrafted rookie like me. He's fighting to keep his – going and more. As unlikely as it is, you can't look at the statistics. You just kind of have to put your work in and compete and, you know, make the most of your time playing football, whether, you know, D3 and college is your last time playing, or it propels you into a long career in the United States and Canada, overseas somewhere. I mean, there's opportunities all across the world to keep playing football. And, you know, if that's something you enjoy and love, you know, just work as hard as you can and just be happy with the, you know, what you